You're listening to Wisp Business, the podcast, Wisconsin's business news source. Now, here's your host.
Hi, everybody. This is Alex Moe here for Wisp Business, the podcast. Today, I'm chatting with Lucas Frisbee, the startup team strategist for Starting Block Madison. Lucas, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So to start us off, can you talk a little bit about what your new position is going to be like and how exactly you're going to be helping these startups grow as part of this community?
Yeah. So like you said, my title is the startup team strategist for Starting Block Madison here. I think in general, it's the question that I always ask the startup is like, how can I help you? You know, I don't want to box myself into just one area of being able to help, but I want to be able to help in multiple areas. My background previously focused pretty heavily in recruiting and helping companies grow and scaling and things like that. So that's what's going to be focused on here in Madison, is helping those early on startups just understand the growth process, what it's like to scale, what the cost is going to be, and then really giving them the tools and helping along the whole entire process, the hiring process along the way.
Definitely. So what are some of the biggest challenges that you think they're going to face, especially with bringing on talent? You know, that's such a difficult thing, I'm sure, for young companies.
It is. The biggest thing I think they're going to face is the fact that it's such a candidate-driven market right now, because there's so much opportunity out there, right? And they're, like, technology here in Madison is huge. The startup community is growing quite a bit. So I think for them it's going to be really understanding just the talent that's out there and the amount of, to be honest with you, there's a lot of competition for talent right now too. So it's like, you know, if you find a good talent, you got to pull the trigger right away and you can't wait on them. So, and then I think understanding the whole hiring process and how that's going to go, it's not a matter of being able to hire your buddies or, you know, your family anymore. Now I've got to find like a real senior level technologist or a developer of some sort. Now, where do I even go to start? And that's kind of where I come in, is pointing them in the right direction and kind of giving them the tools that they need to grow their teams.
Absolutely. And it seems like with some of these companies, especially here in Madison, there's a big presence with healthcare, biotech, technology.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of students coming out of the universities all over the state, which have, you know, they have training in these specific disciplines. How is it going to be, how are the connections going to be made there? And what are some ways that startups can reach out and find talent?
Yeah, the university does a great, they're starting to do a really good job of kind of shifting the focus from like a business mindset to an entrepreneurial mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And they're letting the students know about just the opportunities that they have, that they don't have to be business majors to be an entrepreneur, right? Like, you can come out of any background you want, and you can be an entrepreneur. Yeah, it's going to help to have the business background, but entrepreneurship is open to anybody.
So you've been working at Starting Block Madison for just about a month.
Yeah, a month on Monday.
It's a pretty exciting time. It must be a new job, a new place.
Yep.
And as far as the organization goes, what's your vision for how it can possibly grow moving forward, and how things could change, or what positive changes can happen?
So I think with Starting Block, we've got a really great opportunity to help grow the startup and entrepreneurial community here in Madison. Our mission is like threefold, if you will. So it's launch, grow, and innovate. So how do we help great companies cultivate ideas and entrepreneurship and really launch their company and giving them the resources and know how to do that, you know? And that was one of the ideas with Starting Block. The building itself is like, when you have an idea and you have like a product or a software that you want to build, like where do you even start, right? So like, that was the whole point of Starting Block. Give companies a place to go to start brainstorming and start building upon the idea that they have, because you can do work and like I said before, you can do work in your living room, but like that can only go so far, right? So like, once you launch, there's the next step is like the growth process. So like, how do you even begin to start growing? You know, you can't hire buddies anymore, your family. So where do you even go to find a technologist, a developer, things like that? So that's where my job comes in, is to help them grow, educate them on the growth process, and really be successful when it comes to scaling your company. And the third piece is like the innovation side. So you know, you're at Starting Block, you've launched your company, you're growing. Now, how do you drive your innovation and your technology to new opportunities and like cutting edge. You know, how do you take that company to the next step? And I think, you know, we've got a really great opportunity to be able to do that with these early startups. Give them the resources and the tools they need to grow and help them do it as effective as possible. Because with startups and early companies, they don't have a lot of capital. You know what I mean? So like when they're spending money, they need to spend it as really strategically as possible. So how do we help them do that, and how do we give them the tools and resources that they need to grow?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thanks again for joining me today for this chat, Lucas, and be looking forward to chatting with you more about Starting Blocks growth and all the people and companies you're working with.
Thanks, Alex. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to WISP Business, the podcast. See more at wispbusiness.com.